You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
Thanks so much, everyone, for joining us for 1 Million Cups Appleton today. We are a weekly celebration of entrepreneurship where we feature an entrepreneur, tells us their story, lets us know what they're doing, and then we get to ask questions and figure out if there's any way we can support them. So today we have a friend from Florida. So not local, which is awesome. We love meeting new people. And we have today with us Bree with Social Icon. So thanks so much for being here today, Bree. The floor is yours. Please take it from here.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. And we were talking a little bit about geography, and I feel like people say, oh, well, you're in Florida, you must be close to Disney World. And we're like, no, Disney's like 7.5-8 hours south of us. It's a misconception. It's a crazy state. We're actually from the Panhandle. And thank you guys so much for having me this morning. Again, my name is Brianna Snellgrove. Friends call me Bree, so that's fine there. And I'm excited to present with you this morning. I'm the founder of Social Icon, and we're what's called a strategic agency. So what that means is, we'll go into that a little bit later. So I wanted to let you guys know that we actually have a really good relationship with our Pensacola chapter of 1 Million Cups. And so since the pandemic, we really leaned into virtual. And since then, we've really utilized this platform to present to over 15 different locations that are not local to us, which has been really cool. So I encourage anyone who's watching this that if there are chapters that are still going virtual, lean into that. It's a really cool thing to do. So again, thank you guys for having us. All right, so good morning. I was on about 8, which we talked about time zones, so it was a little bit different, but I'm here now, glad to have you guys here. And so I started Social Icon in 2014 as a solopreneur. And in its inception, it was really meant to be a social media management company. Now, back then, that was when people were first starting to really start to pay for social media. And since then, it's really evolved and grown. And without further ado, I'm gonna let you say hello to the team. So this is currently our team. I'm the strategist and founder. Cheyenne is our CMO, and Katie is our digital marketing manager. We work with several subcontractors that are from all walks of life, but we're very proud that we're a woman-owned and woman-led company. Something that's fun about a woman-led and woman-owned company is that we're really flexible in the fact that normally we're the caretakers of our family. And so we work with each other as family. So we believe that passion and persistence are essential to uncovering the best path forward for business. So we insightfully listen to clients and we really craft solutions to fit their company goals and without adding to their plate, which frees them to focus on other projects and reduce overall mental load, which everyone has right now. So let's get started. So what is Social Icon? This is a question I had a really hard time answering for a long time because we're kind of a jack of all trades. We can do a lot of things. But what we've really found that our core is we're a strategic agency. So if you haven't heard of that, let me explain. So we provide clients with strategies. We've really been doing that for the past 7 years. Today, we provide crafted branding experiences for open-minded clients. And we have a core number of services that we work from. So some of our core services include the following: feelings of culture, marketing, branding, and events. This was kind of our symbiotic services that we work from. But really some of those sub-services include strategy consulting, web development, and social media management. We've even done some retreats, some virtual retreats, which is what we'll kind of talk about today. And then we've worked on major conferences, including virtual and in-person. So something that we're kind of focusing on right now in our services is called Social Icon Recon. So picture this, you're really trying hard to keep up with day-to-day. You need to figure out how you're going to restructure your strategy. The complete market has changed and flipped upside down on what you're supposed to be marketing, what your services are, what your messaging is, how your partners and your leaders and team communicate with one another. And so it's been really difficult for a lot of teams, including ourselves, to really get a grasp on what's the best path forward, what's the best decisions we can make as a team to move forward to make sure we not only niche our services, we niche our products, we're able to really effectively get the best return on investment. So something that we usually start with is Social Icon Strategic Session. So when I first started the company, we would have clients come to us and say, we need social media management. I need you to jazz up the website. I need you to develop a new website. We need new branding. There were all these requests that would be given to a typical marketing agency to manage their assets, their traditional or digital advertising. And so we started to realize that no matter how hard we tried, we could get into, okay, let's make graphics. Okay, let's start working out a wireframe. No matter what happened, we always found ourselves in this position where we were going back to, okay, let's go back to point A and figure out what the strategy is. And so what we've decided to do is to start with strategy. We have sessions that we meticulously require for all of our clients to go through. So the biggest difference for this was that a lot of companies, especially in this day and age, don't have large retainers they can bring on at once. So it was kind of a two-way street. We build out strategic sessions that are allows a company to really understand what their strategy should be moving forward without having to make a major commitment to a 6 or 12 month contract. So the things that we really have been focusing on are branding, messaging, internal goals, services, products, your consumers, the consumer journey, and the culture. So a lot of times with companies, including our own, the culture has been very odd. Being able to be in person and speak with someone and be able to exchange energies now is put into a virtual setting where we're in a box and your environment is whatever's behind you. So Andrew, I can see that you like plants. Are they real? Are they fake? I don't really know, right? So we have to really kind of understand who our team is and try to get below surface level, because that's a really hard thing that the pandemic has done for us. And so what we do through these strategic sessions is when you get to the other side of working with us on understanding what your consumer journey is, what your goals are, who your audiences are, the best services for your audience, you're able to have a refreshed outlook on your marketing projects and your goals. We really have been able to craft some meaningful messaging and really helping people redetermine or reevaluate their mission and vision. And then we have an insight into applicable consumer journey, which means, let's say that you need to purchase a new iPhone. We need to evaluate what's the actual consumer journey for you to get there. Do you have children? What is making you determine that decision, and when are you willing and able to buy? And then you'll have a reviewed view of your revive view of your company brand and culture, and how does your vibe attract your tribe? So we actually did an in-person strategy session for our own team at an Airbnb. We flew all of our team in and spent 5 days working through some of these strategic sessions to really put it to the test. And it has completely changed the face of our company. So what you'll receive, so we actually have a couple of deliverables, is an objective summary. You get an audience and persona breakdown. You get a quarterly content plan overview, which allows us to say, okay, over the next quarter, what is some of the content that you should provide digitally or through advertising? And what does that look like? And a business development outline and goal sheet. So the Social Icon Recon strategic sessions, depending on the company size, the number of sessions and deliverables, and if you have revisions to those deliverables, can be anywhere from $1,500 to $4,000, which is a drop in the bucket compared to, you know, a $4,000 or $5,000 retainer that's meant for 6 to 12 months. So what happens after the strategic session? So we don't just leave you there, but we know that not everyone has the option to go into a retainer. So we try to break things off into bite-sized pieces. So depending on how your strategic sessions, what the results of that are, typically we work with a partnership or guidance of our Social Icon core services, which include our core services, our website design and development, brand identity and messaging. We work through content strategy, event or production consulting, and marketing consulting, which is not something that we initially did when we first talked about our strategic sessions for ourselves. Before, we were doing podcast production, virtual events. We had all these things that we were providing, and now we've got our own core services that we provide to clients because we know that's the best route for us. So what does that look like? This is one of our strategic sessions. Who's a big fan of really high-end whiskeys? This is one of our biggest corporate construction clients. And so we spent a lot of time working with them on the strategic sessions first, which has resulted in a new launch, which will be released soon, of their brand new website, their brand new branding, new signage, which has been a really incredible ROI for them. So we took our whole team and we meet with their company once every 3 weeks. This is Cheyenne leading her website development strategy sessions. And it leads to a lot of engagement. It leads to a lot of open conversation that really a lot of companies haven't had time to have, which brings a lot of delight. So we like to say that Social Icon provides notable strategy and planning experiences to open-minded clients through practical planning and earnest conversations, helping them feel confident in their next move. And Social Icon is the only strategic agency dedicated to helping open-minded corporate clients plan action-oriented marketing that brings delight to their organization and their customers. So thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Bree. Yeah, that's awesome. And thanks for presenting today. We'll go into some questions if that's all right.
Sure.
Cool. I can start. I'm curious to know, like, is there a flavor of client that you guys that you consider as an ideal client for you, like type of company, size, you know, anything like that?
That's a great question. So we've really been working on niching the industry. So construction is one of them. Typically you have a company in every town that's considered like the developer of that company. So those are great clients for us to have, is that commercial construction or developer. We also have large fitness industries. We've got a company that works through an app. So it's like mind body, healthcare systems have been really good. Those that are looking for a high profile website that has several layers to it. So this particular, lots of testimonials, typically having lots of case studies, a lot of that content, a company that has a lot of content that exists and they need to repurpose it to make it beautiful, to make it stunning, in order to attract clients. So we're still kind of working on the niche of our customers because we've recently changed from, okay, we're going to axe a lot of the production portion of our services and we're going to move to consulting on that. Because for a long time after the pandemic, we worked on virtual events. And so we have been working with a lot of tech companies also. So I'd say if I were to give two, construction, commercial construction, and tech companies that are looking to market a new service or make revisions to a new service or product.
Yeah, cool. You know, one of the things that I'll ask one more question and then I'll let others. One of the things that stood out in your presentation is that you've said a couple different times that you work with open-minded clients. How do you determine if they're open-minded? Like, what's that look like for you guys?
That's a great question too. So a lot of times in a first meeting, you can really tell if people are resistant to change, and you can ask a couple of core questions. A lot of times what we do in our first meeting with someone is before we have these surveys, we have pre-scaled surveys that we send to all of whoever's going to be involved in these strategy sessions, which is their leadership. And we do a scale, right? Of, okay, these are the questions we're going to ask. Be prepared for the answers on a scale of 1 to 10. How do you feel the company is going? What could the company do without? What is the company really good at? And so you really get some meaningful data. And a lot of times people are really surprised by the answers. So you have to be open-minded. And we ask those questions in our very first initial meeting that, are you prepared? Are you prepared to understand what's actually going to be brought to light during these sessions? It's a little bit of therapy. It's a little bit of understanding, but it's a lot of communication. And a lot of that communication can be humbling. It can be derivative of a lot of trauma that people have been going through with being isolated through the pandemic. And so there's a lot of interesting conversations that come up through that. And you can really tell from the first conversation if that's something they're willing to do. And typically by the time that we are having that conversation, they're looking for something.
Cool. You know, actually, I'll ask one more question. Are you guys like trying to be like, or do you have any geographical, you know, boundaries that you work within, or, you know, are you guys all over the place?
So we actually, and I didn't have time to put this in the presentation, but I have been working with a tech company that is in Indianapolis. And what that allows us to do is to have an action-oriented session. So we actually build out a strategic design that allows us to have all of the team members participate virtually. What we like to suggest is that wherever the team is that they get together in person and we can actually manage it virtually from our location.
Got it.
And they can stream it through their actual their technology. But what it allows people to do is if, let's say that we're in this setting here and we're all working together on your strategy, we have a very specialized platform that allows us to bring everyone in. In addition to being on the Zoom session, I'm leading this conversation through a really interactive program, which allows you to say, okay, what could your company do without? And we're all putting in post-its of different colors into this whiteboard, this virtual whiteboard that allows it to be more focused. And it has a timer on there. So people aren't getting stuck on things like, okay, you've got 90 seconds. What could the company do without? Don't read it. We're moving to the next thing. And then what we do is we review that at the end to allow people to really say, okay, this makes sense. So,
yeah, cool. Awesome. Any other questions from anyone else?
I'll ask a question. So if I understand right, you started with, you started by just doing different services. Like I think you said like website design, podcasting, type services and stuff like that. And then you kind of pivoted to doing these coaching sessions. Did you make that pivot because you just realized somebody would come to you and say, I need a new website, but really had no social plan whatsoever?
Yeah, well, that's typically how most of the clients come to us. They go, I need a plan because there is no plan. So we started as a social media marketing business. And as our company started to grow, we moved it into a marketing agency. So I started to take on traditional advertising. Someone would give me a budget and I would plan out their marketing and advertising for the year. And then as we moved into our fourth year of business, a couple of our clients were looking for brand launches. They were looking for events. And so we actually managed 12 really high profile or conference events in different areas. And we found that we were really good at the logistics. And the only problem with that is that it was very demanding for the team. We were very good at it, but it's something that work-life balance, right? The team was getting overwhelmed. And so we decided to, we went through our year in 2019 going, man, events are great for the company as far as profit goes, but man, is it overwhelming. So by the time we started to think about what our strategy was, the pandemic hit. And so we really leaned and pivoted hard into virtual events. And during that time, we realized that we had gained so much knowledge about software that we were becoming software brokers and tech brokers. And a lot of these same companies were providing really great products, but they weren't really sure who their audience was. They weren't really sure that the pricing was working. Because if you look into any virtual event platform, the pricing and structure and services and use cases are vast and wide. And so what we kept finding ourselves doing is that every conversation we were having with other CEOs or COOs or, you know, engineers was, what's the strategy? Like, what's the end game? Do you guys have in 6 months from now when the market changes, what's the strategy? And so it applied to every single step of our model, no matter if you came to us with website or with social or with a product or service that you were offering, we always had to ask, what's the strategy? And some of them knew most of it, but there was always a piece missing. And we have a class and course sometimes that we hold that's called Marketing Like a Human, because people forget that no matter what service you offer, or maybe your product's really great, if your virtual event client is 64 and is running it for ladies that raise money for other 50 and 60-year-olds, the use case has got to be very simple. It can't be complicated. There are things that they probably don't need. So we always went back to, what's the first thing that we cover? What's the first step that we have to take to get everyone on the same page? Because if we didn't start with that, which we've done a couple of times with working on a project, we always found ourselves going back to square one halfway through. So for us, it was kind of an aha moment of let's start with one thing and get everybody in the same direction.
Do you have a lot of scenarios where somebody comes to you and says, I need a website design, and by the time you take them through all these steps, what they actually need completely changes?
Absolutely. Almost all the time. Okay. Almost every time that we do that, they say, hey, I need social media management, and go, no, we need to focus on what the budget is because you're spending it in 17 different places. And let's delete some of those things and refocus it on testimonials, because your clients are the most powerful source of how you gain ROI. Let's focus on this particular strategy with this particular advertising. And it's a complete 180 from what they had planned. It almost always happens that way. It happens with us too. Like, so.
Hey, I'll jump in. First I'll just say thanks for presenting. It's interesting to learn about what you do. Knowing that you started as the solopreneur and then now it looks like have a team and have seemed to have some pretty good growth and success, was there, you know, I'd be interested to know, like, was there a specific like moment or client or experience that you had when you were kind of solo that you're like either like most proud of, or when you like most realized like, oh, okay, this is like, here's what we need to do to like get to the next level that has enabled you to continue growing at the rate that it looks like you have?
Yeah. So I think, especially with virtual events, we've had several, but one in point was an award ceremony that we put on for the Small Business Association, or the Small Business Development Center of Florida. We had 9 regions across the state. And it's a, what we would call a legacy event, which means that it's an event that happens every single year. It doesn't matter. It happens at the same time, same place, which was a lot of our clientele. And we spent a lot of time teaching people how to manage that project, because it was something new that not a lot of people understood, unless you were researching software and basically developing a program for a TV show, which is basically what virtual events is now. Then we really had to do a lot of leading on what that looked like. And for me, I think the evolution of the team was very good. I think that the you being able to manage a couple of teams in production, the scripting, and having an MC who was in TV production. And it ended up being a really pivotal event for us that we're really good at managing moving parts. But again, having those core strategies would be something that we'd have to keep. And then with our one of our largest clients, which is the ones you saw pictures of, Moret Company. This was a construction company that's been around since 1979. They've had the same branding for their entire existence. And I had to convince a family company who's been around for 30 plus years to change the branding of their company. And that wasn't an effort that I could do. It was a team effort through creative, through messaging. And even in that project, it was difficult because a lot of the company was passed down from the father to the son in an unexpected way. So it was kind of an emotional transition too for them. But I think the thing that they valued the most is the foundation that we built in the change, the transition of just the brand itself and the creative graphic for the messaging took about 8 weeks. So we took time to make sure that everyone was on the same page, that they really understood what the transition for that was. So those strategy sessions lay the foundation for the next transition that has to be made, as difficult as it may be. So for us, it's really kind of preparing a company to make that next move, which is kind of the source and the core of our branding, which is based on chess, which my husband and I play all the time, which is really thinking 3 moves ahead and to kind of lay that foundation and do some study to perfect your craft.
That's cool. Another question that I was kind of thinking of too was like, what is your customer acquisition strategy, or like, how do you acquire your customers, or what have you had the most success with in that regard?
It's a great question. So a lot of it is word of mouth, but we've been doing some acquisition on LinkedIn. LinkedIn Navigator has some really cool features on the size of company, the types of positions that those people have, the decision-making of the company. So we've been utilizing some of that too. Social media, of course, is a huge factor. And we do a lot of those education classes for smaller companies. That still is a touch point for something that may be word of mouth later. One of the most resourceful connections was a venture capitalist firm in which we did a sales conference for. most of their clients were in tech companies. And so they referred us to their companies to say, hey, you should probably do this, and used us as basically software brokers or tech analysts to look through all of their different features to vet them as a viable company. I think what's really interesting is a lot of it's based on, again, that open-minded conversation. You know, typically when we work with any client, we say, if there's someone that's interested in using this, you make sure they give us a call, give me a phone call first. Like, email can kind of be outdated. So we're really open. That's part of the open-minded conversation or the earnest conversations. We want to have conversations with those people face-to-face or on the phone as much as we can. Cause that's a huge part of our client acquisition is really being able to talk them through that process.
Cool. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
I like your connection to chess there, you know, like thinking three moves ahead and how you tie that into everything. I think that's really cool. Just as a comment, I suppose. But
yeah, thank you.
Love it.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Bree today before we kind of wrap up our session? Anything else? Awesome. So the final question of 1 Million Cups, as I'm sure you know, because you've done 15 of these, which is amazing, is, you know, what can the community do for you?
Yeah, so I love this question. I think anytime I can get honest and earnest feedback is helpful for me. So anytime you guys have feedback, questions, comments, please be sure to send them over. Happy to have conversations with any of you about what's going on in your world for your company and your colleagues. And of course, if there's anyone that you can think of that maybe needs, is trying to tackle a huge project under a new service, new product, new strategy, please send them our way. We're happy to have a conversation on how we can help. And we encourage everyone to market and communicate like a human. Don't forget that virtual is more than but a Zoom box in the journey of business. And we appreciate 1 Million Cups so much. And I'm just so happy you guys organized this. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming. And yeah, enjoy Florida. Please hopefully be safe. I think you said that you're not really in the path for what's going on right now, but
the cone of doom, we call it.
Is that what it is? Yeah, the cone of doom. Yeah, we don't know anything about like hurricanes up here in Wisconsin, so
you're not missing much. Yeah. It's the juice is worth the squeeze most of the time. Once every 15 years, we all go, we should probably just move, but we love it. We have a lot of time. Good. And a lot of places to vacation. So
love that. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Bree. And thanks everyone for coming to 1 Million Cups Appleton today. And we will see you next week, right, Eric? We have something for next week?
Yes, we have something for next week.
Awesome. Yeah, next week. Thanks, everyone.
Thank
have
you.
A great rest of your day.
Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you, Bree.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker. And thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.